Steve Harmison, batsmen and batting teams generally don't have the appetite to bat long periods anymore. We've spoken of it as a result of technique and whatnot. It would be a nice time to try and change that, but realistically, that's not a possibility, is it?
Yeah, it would be a nice time to change it, but I agree. It's. I don't think it is a possibility, not in the modern day game and the way the modern day player is. And I think what happens then is you're asking the modern day player to change their way. And when you change their way, there's a little bit of muddled thinking, a little bit of apprehension, and nine times out of ten, that's when you succumb and you get out. So I can't see this. I could possibly see it going into day five, but I can't see it going anywhere near sort of between lunch and tea on day five. The way England are performing tells you. The history of the game, this great game's been going for over 100 years. It's been going thousands and thousands of test matches. And for me, I'm not really a massive stats man. But the biggest stat in the whole history of the game of cricket is that no team has chased more than 425, sure, something like that. So that tells you that this is virtually impossible. So okay. What England haven't got to do is get themselves in a position to put them under so much pressure and dent their confidence so much that it's going to hamper the last two test matches. If England get bowled out in a session and a half, then all of a sudden India are thinking, right, we've won this series. Are we going to win this series? If England can bat for four sessions, then all of a sudden England's confidence, people are getting more practice in the middle, getting understanding of the Indian bowlers, and then it makes for England with saying to them, right, we'll win one of the last two test matches, and who cares what happened at Trent Bridge, we won the series.